The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. An organization that serves unhoused veterans in Richmond will break ground on a new facility this summer. Fletcher Johnson is the Director of Donor and Community Engagement at Liberation Veterans Services. Phil Lyles recently spoke with Johnson about LVS services.
Why are veterans particularly vulnerable to being unhoused, and how do they come to you?
Our clients come to us with substance abuse issues, mental health issues, and of course, PTSD. So it is our goal and mission to help them to deal with the barriers that they come to us with. But the way a veteran comes to us is they first have to go to the VA hospital. And then he is put into a facility that can help him with whatever his barriers are. A client pays nothing to be at our place, nothing. Meals are provided.
And what effect is there on families and larger community when a veteran is unhoused?
Yes. Well, of course, most vows that we see have, for lack of a better word, burn bridges with family for the most part. One of the things that we love to do is reconnect veterans with families. A lot of times, their marital situation, we might not be able to help. But we do a pretty good job of getting our veterans reconnected with their siblings or kids.
And how is Liberation Veterans Services working to find permanent homes for the unhoused veterans?
All righty. That is what our ultimate goal is, permanent housing. So we've been doing this for 10 years. And, Phil, we average about 3 gentlemen a month that go into permanent housing. So we're housing 35 to 36 men every year. And we have an 86% success rate. Once a client finishes our program, we get him into permanent housing, and we have a housing specialist who follows our veterans for one full year. But one that sticks out in my mind was about 7 years ago. I had a gentleman that came to us from the VA, and he had been living in his car. This gentleman had no idea about what he was entitled to as a veteran of the armed forces. He came to us. It took us about 30 days to get him acclimated to what was going on, how we did things at LVS. 60 days after that, we did some paperwork to find out what he was entitled to. Another 60 days passed. This gentleman gets a lump sum of more than $38,000. He was a service-connected veteran, and he was classed at 50% disability, which was another $1,800 a month. So now that gentleman has income, so it made it much easier for us to find him housing. And to this day, this gentleman is doing well.
It just does my heart well.
Even after all this time, when I've watched one of our guys put a key into an apartment, it still brings tears to my eyes.
For people who would like to get involved, what do they need to do? And what do you need?
Sure. Well, I have a list that's in my head of things I need on a daily basis to keep our gentlemen comfortable. I always need toilet paper and paper towels. I need cleaning supplies, trash bags. I need laundry and dishwashing detergent. And we are always looking for volunteers. Always.
That was Fletcher Johnson with Liberation Veterans Services. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.